Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
What day is it?
It's Thursday.
It's Thursday.
You seem happy this morning.
I mean, it is the weekend.
No, then not yet.
It's just a regular Thursday.
Oh, man, really?
Still got more work to do.
You're not helping.
Listen, I need a little pick-me-up.
Pick me up.
Maybe you need some more coffee.
You need some more coffee?
Black coffee and Irish whiskey.
Yeah.
We have a show for you.
Showtime.
Yeah, what would that matter, huh?
Yeah.
A little Irish whiskey in your coffee this morning.
Okay.
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
All right, I like that.
Along with our executive producer, Morty. Carla, it is show number 1965.
Love it.
It is Thursday morning, 6:08. Last night, a lot of people might not realize, but you had a great night. Spill it with Carla.
Yeah, we did Zoom cocktails. There were, I don't know, 10 of us or so?
Mm-hmm.
10, 11 of us? There was a straggler. You know, if you haven't done Zoom, you don't know how to do Zoom.
Aww.
You know, so it's kind of that first time where we all were like right there and our eye was as big as could be. And
yeah.
And you're talking, it's like they're not responding. Oh, you don't have sound. Dude, I'm so sorry. Wait, honey, pull your shirt up. I'm so sorry. Hold on now.
Yeah, the face is right in it.
Yes, but it was a blast. It was real. I mean, a blast. We had so much fun. Everybody had a drink. April had like the biggest freaking margarita I've ever seen.
Oh.
Yeah. Remember
right.
when Who Songs did the margarita kits and they gave you the big, huge margarita glass? Yeah, she had that. It was pretty full. It was pretty
full. And I'm sure a lot of people thinking, well, we never heard anything about this. Well, it was more or less a test run,
if you will. Yeah, we'd like to do it again.
Okay.
So, you know what? Do our VIP club. Get on our website and do the KKLZ VIP club, and you can see all of these things as they progress.
Yeah, and you find out about everything we're doing.
Yeah.
And a lot of stuff that we're doing that we're not talking about. But
Exactly.
Okay.
You know?
I'm glad you had a good time.
It was a blast.
All right.
So much fun.
Cloudy, a little hazy again today. High 103. Same for tomorrow. Maybe a little breezy. High 102. 77 now. Let's do it. Carla's first take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, this was interesting to me. You know that Mike Tyson movie that Jamie Foxx is doing? Robin Givens will apparently not be portrayed in the movie. That seems so weird to me because that was a big part of his life,
right.
You know? But apparently that will not be portrayed. I don't know if that'll change or not, but that was interesting. Yeah, I know. I know that's a little crazy, but okay. The sexy Tiger King Halloween costumes are hitting stores.
Is it sexy or naughty? Naughty Tiger King?
Well, I think sexy would be. Some are naughty, but some are sexy.
No.
So I don't even know what to say about that. I don't know, really. Or you could just take a hammer and knock half your teeth out and then go as Joe's boyfriend. So what happened
either
to his
way,
teeth?
I don't
Jeez,
know.
Dude. The trailer is out, Morty, for season 2 of The Mandalorian.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I know. All the Star Wars nerds, all the Warzies. I don't know what they call them. I'll call them Warzies. They're all excited about it. This is like the most exciting thing since Captain America's penis was on Twitter. So
I know Morty was stoked about it.
Oh, he's very stoked about it. He really is. I got to say, I watched the first one. Morty said to me, you don't have to be a huge Star Wars fan to watch it and enjoy it. And I did enjoy it. And, you know, I mean, Baby Yoda. Come on. The cutest little thing. Oh, God. He's so cute. It really is good. Really is good.
All right. Well.
Announced yesterday that Jim Carrey will play Joe Biden on Saturday Night Live. They always have somebody.
Right.
Of course, Tina Fey, who did Sarah Palin, still the best. Just the best,
and,
man.
And who was it
she
that
was
played?
So Alec Baldwin is playing Donald Trump.
Bernie Sanders.
Oh, Larry David.
Larry David.
Yes, Larry David. Just classic.
Right.
So we'll see how this goes. I'm anxious to see how they do him up. And I mentioned, Kim Kardashian. I mentioned that she was freezing her Instagram account to protest Facebook's failure to tackle violent content and election misinformation. Well, a lot of other celebrities are doing. Now, the freeze is only for like a day or two.
Oh,
so,
okay.
But it's so brave, Mike.
It's so brave.
It's so brave, you know.
So brave.
It is. Not posting a selfie for like 24 hours. It's like Gandhi. It's so brave. It really is. So kudos to them.
You know what? If that makes them feel better, then.
No, listen.
Good.
When those people are out of commission, a lot of things are out of commission. And a lot of money doesn't move. So that's why they do those things.
Wow.
That is my take for now. Sponsored by D.R. Horton, America's builder and equal housing opportunity builder.
Good morning.
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back on 96.3 KKLZ.
Always a phone call away at 702-739-9636. Text or call either way. We're always here in the morning. And,
yes, we are.
6:37. Carla, we have another package to give away. Dinner and a movie.
Yes.
Dinner and a movie featuring a $100 gift card to Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, either location.
Yeah.
Enjoy their curbside-to-go service when you enjoy the movie at home, this digital download. What's
cool.
the movie
oh,
for?
Oh, actually, good. Okay. It's another copy of, gosh, we did this yesterday. This is cool. Roman Holiday.
Oh.
Some of the classics that Jeff Howard, our film critic, has given us.
Yeah.
That's Gregory Peck and Audrey Hepburn. And that is very, very cool. I've tried to find some of these older movies, and they don't, Netflix and that doesn't have a lot of these on there.
Right.
You know, so this is really
cool. All right,
cool.
So it's not a download. It's a movie.
No,
it's a DVD.
This is a movie, man.
And
so cool.
Here you go. All you have to do is identify the three TV themes.
Oh, cool. Yes, yes. Okay.
The three TV themes.
Listen,
now,
John.
Here's number one.
There is more to life than what's your lip. So take a chance and face the wind.
All right, that's number one.
Okay.
Here's number two.
Don't waste another minute on your crying. We're nowhere near the end.
Nowhere near the best is ready to begin.
I think I played a little too much of that.
Yeah, you might have.
Okay. cut that off. Number three. You know what? They all sound the same.
The same singer. Who sang that? Like Joey Scarberry, I believe it was. I think they all had the same singer. They all sang with such compassion.
Yeah. Yeah. Back in the day when theme songs were actual songs on the radio.
Oh, my God. And yes.
They turned into hits.
Yes, they did.
All right. Here you go. You want them again? Number one.
There is more to life than what's your lip. So take a chance and face the wind.
Here's number two.
Don't waste another.
All right, that's enough of that one. And then, let me get to number three. Here it is.
Look at what's happened to me. I can't believe it myself.
Now, Carla might have given that one away because you actually named the artist.
I did. I had to. And everybody's going, who?
Yeah.
What?
I have all his albums.
What else did he do?
Name all three TV show themes,
man.
And you have the dinner and the movie from Fleming's, and of course our Vegas film critic, Jeff Howard. We'll get through news, weather, and traffic, then look for caller number 9 at 702-739-9636. We have Sean on the phone. Sean, can you do it? Can you identify all three TV show themes?
I sure can.
Go ahead.
The first one is Who's the Boss?
Number two.
Growing Pains.
And number three?
The Greatest American Hero.
Yes!
Yeah! Bravo, Sean!
That's the one Joey Scarborough.
Joey Scarborough or Scarberry or something. Yes.
You have the $100 gift card. Enjoy Fleming's Prime Steakhouse. Either location, right here on West Charleston or Town Square. Enjoy their curbside-to-go service because you have dinner and a movie. The movie from Vegas film critic Jeff Howard. It's all from the Cal-Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Sean, hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick up everything. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you very much.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Wake me up.
This train is off the tracks. On 96.3 KKLZ.
How many times can you say 96.3 KKLZ within 10 seconds? Start practicing. We have a round coming up. 8:40. We'll do that. Details in just a couple of minutes. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up. 7:10 right now. You have to check it out on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page of our website. The after show podcast from yesterday. Every once in a while we'll do this.
Oh, geez.
And it was a simple question I asked Carla. I said, if you had the chance to go in space, would you? And it came down to not going anywhere, really, just to go up in space.
Yes.
Go around the world or round Earth.
Right.
And then come back down.
Yeah.
And for some reason, we couldn't find or figure out how long it would take. I think we decided it was like 45 hours
They figured that out, like flying in a plane, it would take that.
So I finally located it.
Mm-hmm.
Back in 1962, John Glenn became the first American to orbit the Earth. In 4 hours and 55 minutes, he circled the globe three times in his space capsule.
Well, there you go. Okay, so about an hour. A little better than an hour.
Yeah, a little over an hour.
Okay. That doesn't even sound fun.
Just no?
Floating for an hour?
Just to go up
no.
and then come back down?
No, not really.
Get a different perspective of the world, of Earth?
Since it's only an hour, now that I know that, right. I mean, we can continue this. I guess I'd do that.
Maybe go a little
bit
further.
Because then I could
be
back and do, like, happy hour after that, because there's nothing to do floating in space. Nothing.
Right.
Nothing. I'm just going to sit here.
Well, listen, I got to be back because I'm doing Spill It with Carla.
Yes, that's right. And I got to go to the store. Okay. So can we stop?
But check it out, the after show podcast from yesterday. And it was a lot of fun. So.
Yes, it was.
You do have to listen.
You thought it was a simple question.
I did. Partly cloudy, hazy today, maybe a little breezy tomorrow, but the same high, 103 today, 102 on Friday.
Okay.
It's about 78 outside right now. A few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, the majority of teenagers say, yeah, online school blows. It's worse than in-person school. However, all of them say, no, we're not going back to school in person right now. They don't want to do that. They're not ready to do that yet.
No.
So they just are being cautious. So that's smart. That's smart. But it blows. So there you go.
Yeah.
First of all, I want to put this out there. A fitness website. It's called Total Shape. They announced they're going to pay people to lose weight that they gained during the quarantine. Now, it's only four people. However, they're paying about $13,000 to four people individually.
Mm-hmm.
They'll get $8,000, and then they can get a $5,000 bonus if they hit different milestones. They're trying out different diets, four different diets, and then they track it on social media and let people know how it's going. Now, if you're interested, totalshape.com, okay? And you have to have a BMI, I believe, of like 30. So, you know, 30.
Okay.
I know that's up there. So.
Is it?
But yeah, it is. No. But, you know, I mean, it's not for some of us. No, but that's, you know, for fitness people, that's like 30.
Yeah.
Wow.
Are you a big diet person? I mean, I've
never been. No.
Like
I tried
one of those trendy diets.
When I was younger, I tried a couple and I did Atkins many, many years ago. But I try to watch certain things and what I eat and stuff like that and move. I move. I try to move a lot. So.
Same thing.
Yes, exactly.
I'll order something. You know me on how I order. It's very plain.
Yes.
You're doing Atkins.
Right.
That's just what I like.
That's how he likes it. Don't ask. I just don't. Trendy diets for me are just, I'm afraid that it'll work and then I'll go off of it and then I'll be a house.
Yeah.
So I don't do those. That's
okay.
Me. And this is interesting, Mike, and I'm sure you can attest to this. There's some research that's been done, and they say there's such a thing. It's called flirting face that women make. We make a flirting face.
Yeah.
And it involves that head tilt, a slight smile, and eye contact. And research found that pretty much every guy can spot it when a woman is flirting. Yeah.
Well,
really?
If I spot it, there has to be cameras.
Because you can never tell.
I'm being punked or something.
People do that. It's like, he was hitting on you or, you know, it's like, we were just having a drink. I don't think so. Do you not know? No.
No,
because that just doesn't happen. Shut
like
up.
On the plane when we flew.
Yes.
And I had the headphones on.
Oh, my God, I'm sitting right next to you. And the flight attendant comes by and taps you on the shoulder.
And I looked at you and I said,
because you kind of did the hey to her. It was like, what? And then she came and did it again, tap, tap. It was like, hi. Looked at me like, yeah, she like totally wants me. And then she just stood there and you took your headphones off. Sir, would you please, what was it? Put your seat back up or something.
Something
like that.
Fasten your seatbelt.
Oh, yeah, like, oh, okay, gotcha. Okay, she doesn't want me.
So after that, I just gave up.
Flirting face. You see her flirting face? Put your seatbelt on, sir. Oh, my gosh, it is Thursday. A few things you should know, sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
Carly, here's the question. Is it okay to have sex when you're staying in somebody else's guest room?
Well, okay.
They did a survey. 45% of people said it's acceptable. 31% say it's not. And 23%, well, they just don't know. And men are way more likely than women to say,
we'll
have sex anywhere.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah.
This would be hot.
Why? Is it bad to do that in the pew in the church? What?
So when you stay with somebody, especially, especially when you stay with family.
Yeah.
You know, my wife Jody is very paranoid.
Right.
You know, like when we stay with my brother or either one of my sisters.
Right.
And we're in bed, I'll say, hey. We're at your sister's house.
Yeah, family's different than a friend's house, too.
Is it really?
Yeah. Yeah, different rules. Yeah, yeah.
She won't have anything to do with it. It doesn't matter, friend or family.
I'm sure someone has at my, house or apartments along the way. I don't want to know, however,
right,
that they really have, Because I have this thing where I picture people having sex in my head. Everybody, I know, it's like, oh, ew, or oh, yeah, okay, uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
So have you thought about me and Jody?
Uh-huh.
Have you really?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And?
We don't need to talk about this.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, I have.
Why, is it that gross or that ugly? Is it okay?
I think it's fun.
Okay.
I think it's fun. I don't think that it's always...
Is this another after-show podcast?
Yes, it is.
That was my accent podcast.
Is this another after-show podcast? Yes.
How many other people?
We're going to take this to the after-show because there's some involvement there. Yes.
How many other people are like that or with somebody who, when you go on vacation or go to see family or friends, and that one in the couple is saying, hey, even better yet, when you go back to your home where you grew up see your parents and you go, it's my room.
I hope
how cool would this be?
Yeah.
I bet you Matt would be. That's who you should talk to.
I don't know. Matt, if you're listening. Yeah.
When you went back to mom and dad's house up in Reno.
I did once. Yes. I did that once, and it was kind of weird. Yeah. Yeah, it was kind of weird. Yeah.
Anybody else? 702-739-9636. Maybe this whole show should be an after-show podcast.
It should probably be. I don't know. Matt dated everyone in Reno, so I don't know. Maybe.
He was like the man whore.
He was the man. He definitely was.
All right. How many other people are involved in this?
Hey, wake up!
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Always a phone call away at 702-739-9636.
Oh, my gosh.
Mike and Carla Morning Show, 738. Is it okay to have sex when you're staying in somebody's guest room? Now, a lot of guys are okay with this. It's the women that clearly are a little bit paranoid. And my oldest sister Barb is listening, and we've stayed with her. Jody and I have stayed with her, and she said, Mike, listening live, good to know that Jody is paranoid. Because Jody is just like that. If we stay with somebody, especially family, and I'll say, hey, she'll go...
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
We're in somebody's house. We're in somebody else's bed.
Because you guys are guys. You're guys.
We're guys.
And then, again, flip it around. Think about those people who have done that at your house. And how happy are you about that? Exactly.
And at least something's happening at my house.
See? Exactly. Oh, my gosh. Listen, Marty said, it's only a couple of days stay. 1 or 2 days? No. But if it's a longer stay, hell yes, it's okay.
It's okay. Yeah. It's all right.
Because now you've planted yourself a little bit.
Yeah.
So I think said it's okay. Dalton said a couple things. You got to be quiet during, when it's happening. Bummer. Yeah. And then there's, other things to consider. Maybe you might have to change the bedding. things like that, which okay. that could be awkward, too. That would be awkward.
Yeah, because you normally do that at the end of the visit.
Yes, exactly. Okay. So if you have to, hopefully you don't have to do that early on. Now, Linda said, my girlfriend came to stay with me and thought that it was okay to have sex with my boyfriend.
Have to have a set of rules when you stay at Linda's
you
house.
You do. She said we were no longer friends after that. And the boyfriend, well, he was a loser, I guess. Now, my brother Matt just texted me.
Oh, no.
Matt said, oh, jeez. Oh, God. He said, I didn't after I moved out and then came back to visit. No, but I did before I moved out. Oh, you, I told you. And he said,
was like the man stud in
Matt
Reno.
Was like he was. Everybody loves Matt. All my friends had a crush on my brother, Matt.
Okay.
Now, he said, he went on to say, now I'm wondering if Mom and Dad were doing it when they came to visit us.
Oh. Huh. Because you even admitted off the air that you're, what did you say your mom and dad were? Active.
They were very active.
Active.
They were really touchy, feely, always. Oh,
well,
geez.
He was a musician. Well,
it was great.
Yeah.
It was great. I loved it. But at the time, when I was young, I was like, ew.
Right.
What are you doing?
Hey, listen, to this day, I don't think my mom and dad had sex.
That's so funny.
So.
My friend Monica was like, yeah, my mom used to sleep on my floor in my rooms. It's like, oh, no, my parents, you had to come in very carefully. It's like, are they having sex?
I noticed nobody was calling up this morning. Just a couple of texts, a few more texts about the thing we were talking about earlier. Are you uncomfortable having sex when you stay at somebody's house?
Yeah.
Or going back home, whatever the case may be.
One of our listeners said, my husband and I went to visit his brother out of state. Slept in his nephew's room, which was the garage. Whoa, okay. And we started having sex. Almost broke the bed. That's not good either. If there's an incident when you're doing that, oh, that's not good at all.
And it's a kid's room.
Oh,
and then the kid moves back in after you leave.
See, that's no. That's not good.
Okay.
That's not good. Jeez.
Pam's on the phone. Pam, what about you?
My parents were active, quote unquote, even after they got divorced. To the point that we all went over to California for my brother's wedding. We all stayed at my dad's house. Mom and dad were late for my brother's wedding.
Oh. Even though they were divorced, they were still doing it?
Loved each other to death, but they could not live together. They were gasoline and matches, but they loved each other.
To the point that they were even late for the wedding?
Yes.
Gotta appreciate that, man. You gotta appreciate that. That's great.
Yeah, I loved it. It was awesome.
That's great. Great call. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
I forget the commercial, but it's where the woman's in the closet and then the husband comes in trying to help.
Yes, yeah.
And they come
wrinkled.
Out of the bedroom and disheveled. Like, and the son looks at him and goes, oh.
It's for a detergent.
Blondie, Heart of Glass.
Are you ready for more?
Gets me going in the morning.
The best morning soundtrack.
Good morning. The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back on 96.3 KKLZ.
How many times can you say it and win 96.3 KKLZ in 10 seconds? Start practicing now. A little bit later on this half hour, we'll ask for somebody to call in, see if they can do it. Details on say it and win coming up here in just a couple of minutes. 8:40 is actually when we'll do it. So,
okay.
So practice all you can.
And thanks to everybody for being so honest that hour. Jeez.
Brutally honest.
I know. I have to just say this. Barbara said, Carla, my parents were active, too. Caught them having sex on the couch when I was like 10. Needless to say, after that, I didn't investigate noises downstairs in the middle of the night anymore.
I told you that one time, I caught my dad.
Yeah.
He was just going from the bedroom to the bathroom in his white, BVDs.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And that even grossed me out. He was the whitest guy you've ever seen.
Just blended in.
And I was little, and I thought, I had never seen him in his underwear, and it was just that.
And you're almost clear. You're so white. What is going on?
I mean, that scarred me for quite a while, but as great of a guy as he was, and you just don't expect to see Daddy walking around in the BVDs.
What are you doing? Yeah.
Unless I'm in a different household. You know what? There's probably a lot of people going, oh, please, Mike, I saw my dad all the time.
So. Yes, right.
Okay. Cloudy, hazy today. High 103. A little breezy tomorrow, 102, 79 now. Let's do it again. Some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, again, he just needs to get some help, I think. Kanye West, he's still ranting about wanting out of his recording contract. So yesterday he posted a video of himself peeing on one of its Grammys.
Oh.
So there you go. Yeah. And he also told his campaign staff to stop having sex, you know, while this is all. He's a nut. He's
you know what?
You and I have said this before,
whether you like him or not.
Yeah.
The most important thing is if there is a problem.
Yeah.
It would be the best to get some help and for those around him to help him get that help he needs. And
Kim,
again,
yeah.
whether you like him or not.
Exactly. Kim, you're not on social media right now. Do something.
Mm-hmm.
Do something. Help your husband.
Now that's sad.
How about that? You know? Wow. This was kind of funny. I saw this tweet go out earlier in the week. Samuel L. Jackson said, if 2,500 people register to vote, and prove to him, you know, I registered to vote, he'll teach them to swear in 15 different languages. Well, they met his challenge. So he posted a video of himself swearing in 15 languages, including Basque, Vietnamese, Ukrainian, Icelandic, and Haitian.
I'm
good in this language, but
I got to get on Babbel.
Same here.
Which is the one that
Rosetta Stone.
That too.
Rosetta Stone. There you go.
Okay.
Icelandic. Jeez. Okay. Wow.
To be able to swear like that in all those different languages.
You have to there because it's cold. It's cold. You got to be able to swear when it's cold. Man. And that Fast Times at Ridgemont High Live will stream tonight, 6 p.m. our time. And, man, I saw pictures of this cast. It is great. It really is a good cast doing this. The reading, you know, that they're doing. You can watch it on Facebook or TikTok. And Stevie Nicks will be releasing a concert film and a live album next month. So that's kind of cool. People are releasing a whole lot of stuff along the way, which is really, really cool. And so you want to check that out. That's for sure. I know that I will. That is my take for now, sponsored by D.R. Horton, America's builder and equal housing opportunity builder.
Remember the big song, Mad World by Tears for Fears?
Yes, love
there
that song.
There is a new version out by Pentatonix. Song. Listen to this. It sounds great. Here it is.
And I find it kind of funny. I find it kind of sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you.
I find it hard to take.
When people run in circles, it's a very, very mad world.
There you go. Does that sound pretty good?
They're so good.
They really are.
Man, they're good.
All right, I want to play you this. This is a piece of audio. This is Arnel Pineda from Journey.
Journey, yes.
Did a lockdown version of Open Arms with this Japanese musician.
Yeah.
And this is a clip from Arnell's part. Say what you will. I know nobody's ever going to replace Steve Perry.
No, but he's so good. And then this kid is wow, he's equally as good.
Listen to this.
That's the kid. Yeah, that's the kid.
Wow.
Half Arnell did, and then he did the last half, and he looks like he's about 16 or something.
That is high.
Oh, it's amazing.
That is not easy to sing.
No. And I'll tell you, though, and I hate to say that Arnell sounds like Steve Perry, but he does. I don't think he tries to sound like him. He was lucky enough to have the voice they needed for Journey.
Yeah.
And just, God, he gives me chills sometimes when he sings.
That's amazing.
Oh, that kid. Oh.
That is amazing.
There's your next rock star, Morty, right there. That's the one. Man.
Say it and win. Can you do it? How many times can you say 96.3 KKLZ in 10 seconds? For each time, of course, $10 in free play at the Silverton Casino Hotel and qualify for that grand prize getaway to Kanab. Ninth caller right now. Good luck. We have Mary Alice on the phone. Mary Alice, you ready to say it and win?
Yes, I am.
All right, here we go. Every time you say 96.3 KKLZ within 10 seconds, $10 in free play at the Silverton Casino Hotel, and you're automatically qualified for the grand prize, the 3-day, 2-night family getaway to Kanab, courtesy of the Kane County Office of Tourism. Are you ready to go? Let's go. Here, start the clock in 3, 2, 1. Go.
96.3 KKLZ.
Mary Alice, we counted six times.
That's great.
So you have $60 in free play over at the Silverton Casino Hotel for the grand prize from the Kane County Office of Tourism. That includes the 3-day, 2-night stay at the New Timber and Tin Vacation Rental, guided tour to Peekaboo with Coral Cliffs Tours, and the dinner for four at Houston's in Kanab. So hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick everything up. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you for a great show.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, you hate when this happens. Three people robbed a house in Chico, California, about 3 o'clock in the morning. Then afterwards decided, you know what, let's swing by, get some donuts.
Yeah, well.
There happened to be a couple of cops inside having coffee.
Yeah, well, where did they hang out? Hello?
That's the legend. That's the story.
Yes.
Cops saw some drug paraphernalia fall out of one woman's pocket as she was getting out of the car. So the cops went outside to search him, and another person had a semi-automatic gun tucked into his waistband.
Oh, who? What? Okay.
So as they're searching the car, breaker 1-9.
Man.
1 out of 12.
Oh, come on.
Break in. 3 people.
You know, okay.
Well, they put 2 and 2 together.
Yeah. Hello.
Well, you're busted.
And I'm sorry, the gun in the waistband. You know, Chris O'Donnell and LL Cool J do that. You shouldn't have your gun in your waistband. You're a professional. Don't you have a thing to put it in?
You would
think.
Do you
have a holster? Don't you have something like that?
Oh, hold on. Let me find the sound. Because you have to hear the audio.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, you do.
Oh, boy.
Do you have it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So here's the story. Someone found a brain wrapped in aluminum foil on the beach.
A brain?
Yes, a brain wrapped in aluminum foil on the beach in Wisconsin. It floated up on the beach.
Oh, my gosh.
Police are trying to figure out where it came from and if it's actually a human brain. Wow. Here's somebody talking about it.
I don't even know how to explain it. It didn't register as a human brain. I was just like, what is this? I came across the square package wrapped in aluminum foil. And around it had a pink rubber band. So curiosity got to me. So I popped it open. It looked like a chicken breast, kind of. It took a little bit for it to really, what was going on.
What?
It was a brain. And what happens if a kid would have found it?
Well, what happens with if I would have found it? Jeez, it's a brain?
Would you have recognized it as a brain?
Well, I mean, a brain looks pretty much, you know, that's pretty recognizable. I wonder what it's from, you know.
Yeah.
If it's a human,
I mean, I know we've all seen pictures and stuff like that.
But if it's floating in water, you know, I hope you're not enjoying your breakfast, but that will deteriorate something as well.
And
so
it washes up in aluminum foil.
Does it all unfold?
I don't know.
A brain, or does it stay intact if it's been floating in the water?
We should have asked the doctor from University of Wisconsin there.
It had a pink rubber band around it there.
I don't even know how to explain it. It didn't register as a human brain.
Yeah. Okay, then. But if it looked like a chicken breast, that, I don't know. Maybe it was a heart.
Maybe.
Instead.
I was just like, what is this?
Yeah.
I came across the square package wrapped in aluminum foil.
Yep.
Okay. Well, you know, I mean, maybe.
In Wisconsin.
Maybe, of course you did. Yeah, of course you did. Found it. It was just floating there in the water there, and I thought, oh, God, I'm going to miss the game now, you know, when the Packers are playing.
And around it had a pink rubber band.
What's this? It's cheese on my head.
So curiosity got to me, so I popped it open. It looked like a chicken breast, kind of.
I lost my cheese finger, too, when I opened it up. It was, I got to get another one of those there. So, yeah. Okay, well, my stories are certainly not as exciting as that.
Okay.
Wow. Woo!
Found a brain.
Oh, my gosh. Listen, I did the Zoom spell it last night. It was a lot of fun. I see here that the Zoom Santa website, charging $200 for a 12-minute Zoom call with Santa. 12 minutes. That seems a little long, but anyhow, yeah. You know what? I would do it for 50 and you get like a minute and that's all you get.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, exactly. What do you want? Yeah, whatever. Get off my Zoom lap. Okay, move on. Jeez. Yeah, it's called Straight Down the Line Promotions and they're doing Zoom Santa.
Okay.
I have a feeling they're going to be a lot of those.
We do Zoom Mrs. Claus.
Yeah, maybe I can do that, right? I can do that. Are you on the phone again?
Ho, ho, ho.
Can you open this bottle?
What do you want?
Yeah. What elves? Yeah. That's what we're calling the elves. Yes, okay. Jeez. I would like to do that for the kids. You know
happen.
I'm about the kids,
you
Mike.
Are.
And a tropical bird, vibrant blue and black feathers. Everybody, somebody found the bird and everybody was oohing and aahing, so... They took it in. Nobody knew what it was. It was wandering in a car park in Southern California, and they brought it in, and the vet said, oh, yeah, it's a seagull.
Oh.
That's what that is, but it's blue, and it's beautiful. They think it fell into some paint or something like that. So, yeah, it's just a seagull, and he's okay. They say he's a little dazed. He's a little,
I can imagine.
If he fell in paint, yeah, so they're trying to clean him up, but all right. It's just a seagull. So, and
somebody found a bird. What did you find?
So, curiosity got to me, exactly. So I popped it open. It looked like a chicken breast, kind of.
Wow. Well, you know what? I have a blue bird. It's a tropical, very, very tropical, pretty blue.
Very unique
bird
blue.
There's what it is. Yeah, sure. It's Thursday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
At the end of every show, a little bit of good news to hopefully start your day off on a positive note. Well, a simple story about a senior living center in Florida. You know, you can't hug your relatives at a lot of these senior centers, assisted living, things like that. But at this place, you can. They constructed a hug wall. Family members can safely hug residents during the pandemic. It's made of plexiglass, has heavy-duty rubber arms and gloves. That come through this, you put your arms in there, and you can hug your loved ones as they come up. The facility spends quite a bit of time all day long sanitizing the wall after anyone touches it or uses it. But it's become so popular that residents are now making appointments to use it so they can give their relatives, their grandkids, a hug when they see them, and they can hug back. There's arms going each way. So it's kind of cool. I love that.
Like in one of those laboratories,
Yes, where, that's what it sounds
or danger,
like.
Danger Will Robinson.
Yes, that's exactly it, with those arms.
That's awesome.
That's so sweet.
You know, Jody's mom is in assisted living.
Right.
And same thing. She hasn't seen her for months.
Yeah.
And now she's been evacuated.
Oh, no. Oh,
from where she was to Salem, Oregon, because she's up in Oregon.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, jeez.
But that's a great story. Anytime you have a feel-good story, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. Got a local story? We want to hear about it. 702-739-9636. Getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon with Wendy Rush. She'll be along here in just a couple of minutes, recapping the show. Played some TV themes earlier this morning. Give you a chance to win in the 6 a.m. hour.
That was fun.
Messing around in somebody's home. You know, when you stay overnight, you go visit. Some people very paranoid about that. Found
Jody.
Out that men don't have a problem with it.
No,
it's women.
Okay. What do women care? What?
Yeah, between my wife and your brother.
Yeah.
Boy, talk about opposite. And some new music featured from Pentatonix. They, of course, did the song Mad World. From
it's
Tears
good.
For Fears.
Yeah, it's really good.
Which we will post on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. You got to hear it. It sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Otherwise, thank you very much for texting in, for calling in. Hope you had a good morning, as well as tomorrow morning. Going to be back and wrap up the work week. So do have a great weekend. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.